don't know a whole lot of Delberts, but I like that one.
Yeah, no kidding. You wouldn't see that coming from a Delbert.
I had a post-college roommate. His name was Delbert, which, by the way, comes into play a little bit when we get around to our worst jobs, if we care so much as to share with folks.
Mm.
But right now, we're looking for yours as we celebrate summertime fun time officially. Maybe this was not a summertime fun time moment for you because we're looking for the worst summer job.
It may be that this is just an exercise that makes you feel a whole lot better about yourself.
Right.
Because the only way to go from some of these we're getting is up.
Oh, certainly. You can hear some of these stories. You go, you know what? I didn't have it that bad.
Woo,
son.
Yeah, I thought I was.
817-877-1959. If you would like to share what you believe is the worst summertime job ever, and then the payoff is Malone and I will decide, in fact, who actually had the worst summertime job, and you, Young Ranch fan, will go into the Jam Hall of Records.
Woo-hoo-hoo! Trust us, no one has ever had this honor before, in fact. So you'll be the first to make it into the Hall of Records that will be preserved in perpetuity, or at least until the website comes down at 959theranch.com.
Good morning.
Worst summer job. You think you had it?
Well, my brother did, but he's not a ranchless.
Okay.
He takes the cake. I don't know if he's going to qualify.
He's not going to know that you're about to embarrass the fire out of him.
No, he doesn't.
What trash does he listen to?
He listens to, like, techno or...
Are y'all blood relatives, or did this guy just kind of fall into the family? You show up one day. I live here now.
Pretty much. I mean, we're 7 years apart, so yeah, it kind of happens.
You barely know him.
Hop on that website. Yeah. Check that DNA.
All right. So, brother's worst summer job.
He was going to Tarleton, came back home for the summer, and got on with the city, thinking he was just going to be mowing and weed eating.
Yeah.
Unbeknownst to him, he had to clean the city toilets at all the parks.
Oh, my God.
Imagine how nasty those get. No air conditioning.
You really don't kind of have to imagine.
I'd rather not, really.
Oh, yeah.
What's your brother's name?
Casey Hodge.
And where does he live?
Louisville.
He will be notified. Well, he won't be notified because we're not going to put it on the techno station. But you will be notified on the radio if he is a winner.
All right.
I mean, scrubbing the park toilet.
Thank you for calling, sir. I mean, we could go ahead and give it to that brother.
That's going to be my vote. I don't know how we're going to hash this thing out. But, man, if you ever got to get elbow deep in the commode.
City commode, not your own commode.
Yeah, not even. I mean,
I don't even want me in my own.
I can't
commode,
even get elbow deep in my own commode because, you know, when you have children, you're responsible for cleaning up their mess until they're old enough to take care of it for themselves.
Yet
and there
again,
are plenty of times where I was like, Casey, listen, this one over here, the boy, he has done it again, and I am in number. So much less the city park just having to go fishing around in that thing and make sure it's running properly. Mm-mm.
Yet another.
No, sir, I salute you, your brother. You're my winner.
Whoa.
I mean, golden buzzer kind of winner.
Hang on. Hang tight. I think we got to take a few more calls. And as far as that goes, that is yet another reason that it's okay to not have kids.
When you find the surprisingest things
Stop
in
it.
Kid stuff. When did you eat bird seed? I mean, what?
Ooh, birth control happening live on the air right now.
Oh. Your next event, big or small, Smoky Maze. Come get your meat. With 95.9 The Ranch Traffic, I'm Joe Myers.
This is the first official week of summer, so we are digging deep, no pun intended. Finding out worst summer jobs. I know you're already grossed out.
Man.
Just you wait. We got some doozies coming up. 817-877-1959. Worst summer jobs. We're playing for a spot in the Justin and Malone Hall of Records.
The first man that you say goodbye to anyone that you raised with your head held high, but any fool can see it's just a clever disguise. You're nobody's baby, you're nobody's darling, you're nobody's girl. You've always been a little scared to open your heart, and you never let take it too far. You never let them on the inside, cause you're always scared of getting taken for a ride. You're nobody's baby, you're nobody's darling.
We are continuing our efforts to find out what ranch fan has the worst summer job. So We heard from this guy a second ago.
Yeah.
Oof. I can't even think about it.
So this is my vote right here, because whoever ends up with the worst summertime job will go into the Justin and Malone Hall of Records. My vote is the guy's brother that had to clean all of the public park commodes. He thought he was going to work for Parks and Recreation.
Well, and he obviously... You know,
feeding deer or something like that.
Yeah.
No.
He obviously has not been right since, because his brother told us that he now listens to techno. See, yeah. You have an experience like that, it's PTSD.
I don't know what that is, man, but man... Ooh.
But I don't think you
There's
can
There's nothing
vote.
Worse than having to clean a public... commode.
I'm happy to say I don't know if that's true or not, but it sounds really bad. But I'm not gonna cast a vote until we hear from at least one or two more. Let's see what we got.
Okay.
Worst summer job on the ranch.
I got the worst job for you.
Oh, you think so? I don't know. We got
you
some.
You didn't hear what that one fella just said.
Doozies that have come in.
Do a janitorial work for $7 an hour? I mean, come on now.
Now, janitorial work. That's interesting you bring that up. Where was this janitorial work performed?
I used to spend the summers working with my dad for a school district, stripping and waxing floors back in Abilene, Texas.
That's impressive. We'll see if it qualifies.
Yeah, some of them tiles you pull up, don't know what you're going to find, but...
Justin, not feeling that one.
No, I've already cast my vote. I'm out at this point. No one will trump elbow deep in the toilet.
We'll see.
Good morning, ma'am.
What's up?
Hey, I wanted to try for the worst job. Thing.
Well, I'm not sure if I hope you win or I don't hope you win, but go ahead.
Okay, so when I was graduating high school, I lived in a little community, and some kids shot an old crude pipeline that dumped into a stock tank, a pond, a lake.
Ooh.
Well, I worked for a company, and we went and had to clean that up. So we had all these dead fish dying in the Texas heat, and I'm standing waist-deep in crude oil, sweeping it towards the pump truck.
We got a contender, Justin.
I would go home. I had to ride home in the back of the truck to my truck. I'd get to my personal truck, strip down to my underwear, and go home because my jeans were soaked in crude oil. I wasted like 3 or 4 pairs of jeans before we finally got waders.
You know, I think I'd rather sweep up fish guts than have to go elbow deep in a random commode.
Yeah, I would go for that too.
Well, hang on. I was just about to argue your case. You're giving this thing away.
But it was nasty in the sun.
There you go, back on track.
And those fish were dying, and they were big bass fish. I mean, it was a nice little lake.
I should have got out there sooner. You could have kept a couple, filleted them, and had a big old fish fry.
You like the black fish?
Oh, not anymore.
I think I'm more impressed with this than Justin is. We may have to work this out amongst ourselves. What's your name?
My name is Gary Murray.
Gary Murray, what town do you live in?
I live in Lipan.
Well, you keep listening, and we'll figure out if you made the Hall of Records, all right?
Yes, ma'am, I sure will.
Thank you, buddy.
Okay, I think we got our finalists now. We got Gary Murray in Lipan, who has the fish thing that I find disgusting. And then we've got Casey Hodge of Louisville, who cleaned out the public toilets.
Is there even a decision to make?
Yeah, there is. I actually like the fish guy.
So if someone was to walk in here right now and say, Malone, I need you to go clean out all the public toilets just off Panther Island Pavilion, or somebody walked in here and said, we need you to go sweep a truckload of fish guts into the, you know.
No. You are minimizing what happened. This guy is standing in oil with the smell of dead fish all around him, covered in black stuff.
You want to bet?
Bet what?
That I'm right, that more people would agree that, cleaning the toilet is worse than sweeping the fish guts.
Okay, you know what? This is a good idea. We'll let the ranch fan decide this, because this is big. You don't just lightly decide who goes into the Jam Hall of Records.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Hall of Records, if you just tuned in, this is something new. It's on the ranch website, or it will be if it's not yet, and we'll have categories.
Uh-huh.
And if you win one of these categories, such as Worst Summer Job, your name... and your location and your category will be forever emblazoned on the ranch website.
You know, either way, the credibility of this whole thing is up in the air, because our first entry will either be congratulations on fish guts or congratulations on poop.
And that is
why we have Hall of Records.
Such a compelling radio show. 817-877-1959. We are going to take the decision of the first caller. You agreed? Down with that?
Okay, that's fine.
All right.
First one, go now.
KFWR, Jacksboro, Fort Worth, is the sound of Texas. 95.9, The Ranch.
Unveiling our Hall of Records, which will be on the ranch website absolutely proclaiming the winner of different categories. And today, in honor of the start of summer this week, official start of summer, I should say, we are finding out what ranch fan has absolutely the worst job. We've narrowed it down to two. Job number one, cleaning out public toilets for the city of Fort Worth. Job number two, standing in oil-soaked water, cleaning out dead fish. Justin and I disagree. Imagine that. So, we have turned it over to the ranch fan. We'll find out what the ranch fan has to say about this.
Good morning.
Okay, you have the final decision. Worst job ranch fan has ever had, sweeping up the fish guts or mopping up the poop toilet?
Well, I heard y'all say cola.
He just called for the early bird password.
Or that.
I appreciate your focus, sir. Because you heard us use the word cola, you have won big tickets to go see Roger Krager at Billy Bob's Texas.
All right.
What's your name and where are you, sir?
Ryan Henry in Bridgeport, Texas.
All right, Ryan, if you'll stand by, we have got a big decision that the ranch fan has got to make. We'll be right back, okay?
All right.
Good morning, the ranch.
Yes, I was calling for the early bird password.
Sadly, we already have a winner for that.
Oh, all right.
But you are nominated as our official decision maker.
Okay.
You know what we're deciding?
Yes, ma'am.
We need you to tell us.
Fish guts or public toilet cleanup? What's worse?
Hold on. Fish guts and black oil.
Okay. If you want me to further describe public toilet cleanup,
no,
I can.
No.
So fish guts and black oil or public toilet Stop. Cleanup, bubble gum and corn.
Mm. I have to go with fish guts and black oil.
I knew I loved you.
Well, then, if you don't mind cleaning up public toilets or toilets that you have no idea who's fired off on, I'd like to invite you over to my house two times a week.
What is your name, sir, and where are you?
Hunter. I'm from Jacksboro.
Hunter, congratulations. You have just made Gary Murray of LiPad our first entry into the Justin and Malone Hall of Records.
Alrighty.
It's exciting stuff, isn't it?
Oh, yes, ma'am.
Thank you for settling this, and thank you for telling Justin that I'm right.
You're listening to Justin and Malone in the Morning on the Sounds of Texas, 95.9 The Ranch.